Number what? No, I finished with supernatural. I'm moving to now. Number nine. The island shall wait for prosperous people, people who have prospered. And it's going to happen. In Isaiah 60, the islands are waiting for a prosperous person. He says in verse 5, then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall be enlarged. Why? Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles. What are the forces of the Gentiles? The money that the Gentiles have. Hallelujah. The money that the Gentiles have shall come unto thee, and the multitudes of camels shall cover thee. Camels represent cars, transportation, cars, aeroplanes. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Your days of knowing only poor people are over. How many have sometimes wondered why you don't know any prosperous people? It is a prophecy. They shall come and bring gold and incense. And they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. So people who praise God will come with gold and incense. People who do what? Praise God. They shall show the praises of God, and they will bring gold and incense. So people into praise and worship, praises of God, will be coming around with gold and incense. Yes. Now, there is nothing like God working without him blessing the people who are working to do it. Because you can't even work well when you don't have money. Luke 6:38, supernatural arrival of money. Luke 6:38. Give. It shall be given unto thee. Good measure. Press down, shaking together, running over. Shall men give into your bosom? Men are giving into my bosom. Now, don't move, all of you here. Don't move. When I ask you a question, you just answer yes or no. Okay? Has it occurred? You, stand here, come here. What's your name? Adrian, stand here. Stand here. Has it occurred to you today to give Adrian money? No. Yes or no?
No.
You?
No.
No.
No, Bishop.
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 You see, Luke 6:38, let me check on this side. Has it occurred to you to give him money?
No, Bishop.
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 At all.
No, Bishop.
No, Bishop.
Somebody says at all.
No, Bishop.
No, Bishop.
No, Bishop.
Now, Luke 6:38 says, men shall give into your bosom. Like plural. Yes. Now, you see, whereas Adrian is standing here, it has not occurred to anybody to give him money. So, for men to decide to give you money, to give you job, it's very supernatural. Yes. You can try and see. It doesn't occur to anybody to give. I mean, he's been shouting in the front here the whole day. I mean, no one has even looked at him and said, oh, this is a nice brother. I mean, he's singing. Do you have a wife? No wife. Which island are you from?
Trinidad, Bishop. Trinidad and Tobago, Bishop.
Yes. Nobody does not care. Everybody is dancing, he's singing, he's coming in front, he's doing this. No, it doesn't care to anybody. Let me give him money. So this verse is telling us that supernaturally and beyond human reasoning, people will be deciding to give things to you and into your bosom. Into your bosom means into your bag, into your closet, into your pocket, into your place. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And how is that activated? It is activated by giving. Yes. It's amazing. The Bible is amazing. And I used to think that, oh, people always decide to give money. But I realized people don't decide to give money to nobody. I mean, as you've come to church, no, you are not deciding to give money to nobody. How old are you? 22. Give me $100. Somebody give me $100. Give him $100. You are rich. Now, you see, when I started to do this illustration, it had not occurred to me to give this boy anything at all. And I was actually surprised that it was only Sharon who said at all, because I thought that you would be saying not at all, not at all, not at all, not at all. But suddenly, when I came here, it occurred to me, give him some money now. Supernatural! And he's now $100 richer. I prophesy people are going to decide to give you money in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Yes. And that is why whenever there's an opportunity to give, you don't have to hold back. Because it is your opportunity to activate supernatural inflows, supernatural harvests, supernatural commandments to monies, and rivers of gold and rivers of silver to flow into your direction. Yes. Ba-la. So there are going to be the arrival of wonderful inflows of finances. Silver and gold shall be brought to you. Go back to your seats. Huh? Everyone is your friend now. Amazing. Nobody even wanted to ask your name. Suddenly you are rich. You'll be at work when your boss will call you and say, they will say, what's your name again? What's your name again? Don't come near my pulpit. What's your name again? How long have you worked here? What level are you on? Level 2. Accountant. Why is this one on level 2? Sir, it's an oversight. Put him on level 7. La Shakabaya. Be seated. Tell somebody supernatural church growth. Supernatural inflows of gold, of incense. Praises of God are going to come. People who praise God will come with gold and silver to you. Yeah.
One day
I was somewhere with a pastor, and he told me, he was just chatting at dinner time, and he said, to me, when Jimmy Swaggart had a crisis, a great man of God, he had a crisis, he decided, and everybody was lambasting him, he decided to support him. So he invited him to his church, and everybody insulted him for that. But he introduced him in the church, and he said, I want to honor this man, whatever. Now, there was a man sitting in the church. Somebody was not a serious Christian. Yeah. After the service, he called him and said, meet me at this bar. The man was a millionaire. Meet me at this bar or this place, not a Christian place, where they drink and whatever. So he said, let me go and see what it's about. When the man saw him, he said, because of what you did, a person's not a serious Christian, somebody who's drinking and what, he said, because of what you did to honor this person, I was there. I want to give you $5 million. $5 million. Wow. Yes. Just, I saw what you did to somebody. I want to give you $5 million. And he told me, he gave all the money. He said, that's how my church is established. I use it to buy the church land. Yes. You see, you never know how minds work. Yes. You never know how minds work. What occurs to people. Why people think this way. They change their mind. They take another decision. He told me. Favor is coming over your life. Beautiful. Take out your offering. Give, and it shall be given. Tomorrow morning is the last session early. And that is a very important session that I want you to, everybody must be here for that session. We start early, and wow, it's going to be like fire. Ta, la, sha, ta, ta. You see, a time will come and I'll come here like this. Somebody will say, you know, Bishop, I don't know how many people you came with, and I don't know how much is the hotel, but I'm paying for everything. Yes. Yeah. One day, I went to a certain church to preach. And the pastor put me in a fantastic hotel. With the team that I came with. Now, when I went to the church, I didn't see so many people. So I was wondering, how are you going to pay these bills? He showed me this member. He pays everything. He said, you see this program we have? He pays for everything. I don't use offerings. This man. God is going to send such people. Yeah. Payers of things. Payers of things. Beautiful. You see, God knows that we are not using money to do frivolous things. You see, my mother told me something when I was young. She told me there are two types of rich people. The nouveau riche and the old rich people. She said that the people that have been rich for a certain time, they behave in a certain way. And people who are newly rich, they behave in a certain way. And she showed me that it's better to behave like the people that have been rich for a long time. She said that the queen and the royal family, they behave as people that have been rich for a long time. There are certain things they don't do. They don't drive certain things. They don't have certain way of behavior. They don't even carry money. Yes. But the newly rich people, you go and buy one shoe for $36,000 for one pair of shoes like this. One, $36,000. Yes. I've seen it. They have a little belt costing $40,000. You don't know what it's made of. So you see, our church is not like a newly rich. No, we don't use money that way. You know, it's not like that. It's rich, but it's not a newly rich person. See, newly rich people, they will announce parties, doing this, show this. No, it's not necessary. What is necessary that the church is built? If you go to Jamaica, you can imagine the amount of money that's been used to build that church. It's not a small thing. Yeah. It's not a small thing. But when you see the pastor, you see he's a simple man. He's not trying to show off some gold chains and he's trying to show some whatever. And so that's a nouveau riche. You have to behave like the royal family. Royal. Please go to Bill Gates. You know, I was in Seattle once. I said, so what car does Bill Gates use? And the wife. So the wife used a Honda Civic. You know, a Honda Civic, small car. You see at the shop here. The richest man in the world. No, my car. It's Honda Civic. A newly rich person will come with a Bentley, Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, this, four cars, seven cars, this and that. Yes. I knew somebody who had a car for each day. It was Mercedes-Benz, the same. White, brown, light brown, white, blue, red, everything. But white was for Sundays. White was for Sunday. White was used on Sundays. Brown, Monday, blue, Tuesday, like that. Do you not see the royal? How many want to behave more of a royal family type of behavior than this newly a boxer who has become rich, or a footballer who has become rich, or a soccer, a striker who has suddenly scored a goal and he's got money? Basketball players, and I mean newly rich people. Nouveau riche. My mother told me I was small, she told me. She told me I was small. She told me. She said that they don't carry. That's what I mean. I don't carry money. I never have money. I don't have anything at all. Yes? You're not serious. I don't have money. Yeah. My mother told me, if you are prosperous, you don't carry money. It's amazing. Yes. Receive royal family level of riches. How many are seeing a higher level of prosperity? Yeah. Higher. And it's going to come practically. Yeah. Sit down. Aldi?
Wonderful.
Let me take your offerings. Let me receive the offering. Let me pray over the offering. Are you giving a good offering? Are you sure it's a good offering? Father, thanks for blessing everyone here today with a mighty seed and a mighty harvest in Jesus' name. Amen.
glory shall be seen. Oh, Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow, for the Lord shall arise upon.
Have you been blessed so far? Yeah. Oh, stand on your feet and shout and give the Lord a scream. Are we going to take the islands? I said, are we going to take the islands? Are we going to give the Lord 60,000 people? Oh, I can't feel you at all. Are we going to give the Lord 60,000 people? Are going to do with us, say yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Amen. So, we want to close now. And tomorrow is the last day. We've been blessed. It's been an awesome time. I believe that many of us have received gifts and anointings. Amen. As we are going back, our lives are transformed. We have become mega church pastors, anointed ministers. We are going to build churches in all the islands, grow the congregations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Amen. We also want to say thank you so much to our daddy for these awesome prophecies and the teachings. Hallelujah. I believe that he's going to see the fruits very soon. In Jesus' name, amen.